So sometimes things are the exact opposite of what we think, or better, what they should be. I'll give you as a sort of trivial example the great critic, poet, personality Samuel Johnson, who was the judge of taste in terms of literature in England in the 1700s, once received a manuscript from an author who begged him to say something nice about his book. So Johnson wrote back and said, "Your book is both original and good. Unfortunately, the part that is good is not original, and the part that is original is no good." So I want to work the same reversal about our attitude towards the world and our attitude towards ourselves. And I want to start with our attitude towards ourselves, because right before Yom Kippur, this is the time to consider this. Generally, we are satisfied with our conduct and dissatisfied with our rewards. That is, we're not happy with what we have, but we're very happy with how we act. I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm not perfect, but I'm pretty good. I'm a good husband, a good wife, a good father, a good mother, a decent enough child. Everybody rates themselves above average as a driver. Everybody on every survey, nobody thinks they're a lousy driver. Generally, the way I act, it's pretty good. I don't, however, make as much money as I deserve, have as nice a spouse as I deserve, don't live in as nice a home as I deserve, don't get treated by my children the way I deserve, don't get spoken to by my parents the way I deserve. So I'm good enough, but people don't treat me well enough. So I'd like to reverse that. Because the truth is, we ought to be satisfied with what we have and dissatisfied with who we are. When everybody tells you to be happy with who you are, Judaism doesn't actually say that. Be happy with how God made you, but not with what you do with what God made you. You always have to try to be better. And so there is this Copernican reversal, right? What we think should be is the exact opposite of what is. It's not true that the sun goes around the earth. That was Copernicus's realization, that to some extent, to the extent that anything goes around anything in infinite space, the earth goes around the sun. It isn't true that the world revolves around us. We have to realize that we have a responsibility to the world. And so on this Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur comes, I hope that one thing that it will do is increase our dissatisfaction with ourselves and increase our satisfaction with others. Sometimes people think that Yom Kippur is the day on which you can tell other people how to get better. But it's actually supposed to be the day in which you try to be less judgmental of others and more judgmental of you. In which you understand that other people have problems and difficulties and blocks and pains, and that if you want them to be forgiving of you, you have to be forgiving of them. And that none of us morally is as good as we sometimes think we are. We need the same kind of Copernican revolution with our attitude towards the world. Because just as we assume that we don't get what we deserve, we also turn the page of the paper thinking that basically the world is going on okay. When in fact a part of us knows that the world is not okay. We know when we go to the lavish dinners that we go to that there are people in the world who could feed themselves for weeks on what we throw away. We know when we complain that our taxes are going up or our city services are going down, that there are places in the world in which they have nothing. Where children are born in relocation camps. Where people grow up in war. And we subscribe to this idea that everybody gets the luck that they make in the world, but that's not true. And yet we're not dissatisfied enough with the way the world is. Instead, we expend our dissatisfaction on the way our lives are. When we are very lucky, and much of the world is not. So on Yom Kippur, we could do with a reversal. We could start to appreciate how fortunate we are and be dissatisfied with how unfortunate others are. We could start to resolve in the year ahead to do something to make the world better, which, paradoxically, will also make us better. We could realize that we actually receive much, much more than the world owes us, and give much, much less than we owe the world. All of this is a very brief way of saying that the reversal that needs to happen is we need to step outside of the center of our own lives and put God there. Because if God is at the center of your life, then you won't be able to see with satisfaction the poverty and pain and anguish of God's creations. And if God is at the center of your life, gratitude will be too. And then we will be better off, and so will the world. Shabbat shalom.